Good afternoon, everyone. Hope you're having a great day. I know we are. I'm sitting here in my clean old t-shirt. Anyway, for those of you who live up in the Worcester, Massachusetts area and need your car, truck, or Mini Cooper worked on, head to Gracie's Garage. Ask for Pete, Sean, or Ethan. They can all help you. And they always carry Bear's products. If you'd like to learn more about Bear's products, call David at 615-854-3057. He'll answer all your questions about the car and the hair products. And then for those of you who would like to give a review of a hospital, restaurant, you got a story to tell about someone who's grooming children, or corruption in your town, go to communityreviews.org. John and Steve have done an incredible job with that platform. And today, Robert was on the live podcast for about 18 minutes, explaining the difference between the types of vitamins that you buy in grocery stores maybe or other places and USANA vitamins. And interesting. And then and for those of you who want to learn more about USANA vitamins, Robert's got all the links to the USANA vitamins in the description box. He's got his phone number in there. 509-879-6734. It's really the easiest thing to do is just call him. And let's go ahead and dig into the and I haven't heard anything from our source, which means he is very busy, he and his team. And remember, they have sped things up considerably. So don't take that as a bad thing. Take it as a good thing. Everything is getting sped up. They are making a lot of arrests. And anyway, the evil is getting removed. Let's go ahead and dig into the comments here. So thank you very much for sharing your time with us, Martin and Brenda. You betcha. And this here. I know I'm Rh negative because after the birth of my one and only child, I needed a shot so my next baby wouldn't abort. What does that mean? Well, I don't know. And then, thank you. Love to you both. And this here. What on earth is wrong with people? Martin, I am so grateful for you and Brenda and what you both do. How you are helping us. I don't give a rip if you're both covered in mud from head to toe. Focus on knowledge and learning. Blessings and gratitude to you and Brenda both. So thankful I found your channel. Thank you. That's very kind. And this here. Nazi P. Loser actually believed we didn't already know that. Huh? I'm liking this double. Fun stuff. Thanks, Martin. I've heard the real monsters who just can't be redeemed are completely wiped clean, and any God spark left is returned to source as pristine remolding material. Yeah, I agree with you. Exactly. And these things that have gone so far down, it's like, yeah, just get them gone. Get them gone completely. Remove them from the universe in every way, shape, and form. And this here, President Kennedy was a great man. I remember the shooting on TV when I was young, and I remember feeling so sad, but hopefully it was a psyop. I remember saying all those that want war should be put on an island and let fight it out. There wouldn't be any wars, as they wouldn't do it. But we didn't know then what we know now. Yeah, exactly. Apparently that was his body double. Jacqueline had a body double there as well. They had heard what was going to happen. And this here, when we found out what they were doing, we didn't have anyone to talk to. Exactly. And this here, it's been so lonely, but if you tried to tell them, they would say we've been brainwashed when it was them. I know they think we are mad, but who is? And anyway, yeah, they're going to find out a harsh lesson here very, very soon. And then, wow, I just watched the Lucifer vid. Made me cry. I have at times prayed that Lucifer will one day ask forgiveness and return to the Father for both their sakes. Looks like he doesn't need to. He does make perfect sense, remembering that we all choose our lives, even those of us destined to die, as sacrifices under ghastly circumstances, knowing each life is relatively a tiny moment in time. This is comforting. Thank you for this. You betcha. Yeah, it was eye-opening for me. And puts a whole new light, another light on the Bible, as to, it's like, so, you know, it makes another part of the Bible very suspect, to say the least. And so, yeah, you know, instead of putting Jesus and Lucifer at odds with one another, maybe they're not at odds after all. Maybe God is, you know, maybe Lucifer is just doing what he's supposed to be doing, which is trying to manipulate people and get them to, you know, I mean, we are a free will planet. So we all have free will. We can be as good as we want. We can be as bad as we want. It's Lucifer's job to see how bad we want to be. And in doing so, we find out if we want to be good or not. Yeah, it's a totally different take. For those of you who haven't watched that video in the comment section, watch it about Lucifer. Absolutely, watch it. It's an eye-opener. It puts a whole new twist on things. And, yeah, makes you think in a whole new direction. At this here, Martin, I know the big event is coming, but what do you think we will see in small rural towns? I'm in the south on the Florida-Alabama line, and we saw nothing with BLM or Antifa, so I really don't expect much. Just wondering what you and your source think. Thank you. I don't think we're going to see hardly anything here. We're in a very rural area. I don't think you're going to see anything where you're at, to be quite honest. I mean, it's just going to be in a few of the major cities, if any. I mean, when you consider that they've been making massive amounts of arrests in Antifa and BLM, there may not be any Antifa or BLM left to arrest or to even have any sort of a protest or riot. So, and then this here. We must have all been drinking when someone came over an EBS asking who wants to go to Earth for a few lifetimes. A lot of us have woken up after a night of drinking with some form of regret. Incarnating here has been like having a permanent hangover. I agree. Amen. By the way, for some of you who are wondering about that Lucifer video, you have to watch it to understand what this other viewer and I are saying. You've got to watch it to understand. That's all I can say. It's not what you think it is. And it was a mind blow for me, really. And then this here. Hi, Martin. These people are not human. There is no way. I agree. Absolutely. Yeah, people like Pelosi and them, they were never, I don't know that they were never human. I think in the beginning they were. But at some point when they became hybrids, no, they stopped having a soul. They stopped caring. Absolutely. Very. I mean, they, Lucifer really conned them. And I believe if what this video said is true, that I've got a feeling that Lucifer is taking their souls. He's taking them and burning them. He's putting them in the fire and doing away with them completely. Absolutely. They're gone. And, by the way, it puts a whole new twist on hell. And this here, I understand this interference is the reason we have been given dispensation to go straight from 3D to 5D along with Sol and Gaia. This has apparently never been done, and entities from many dimensions and all over our universe have gathered around Ganymede to witness this historic event. Yeah. I mean, there's over like 200 people from different planets here. It's like 200 different planet or groups from different planets. Yeah, it's like, wow. Amazing. And, hello, I'm new to your channel. Love you and Brenda, Sergeant Janine. I truly appreciate the information you share for the betterment of mankind. Could you put the prayer in a link on the page? It is. It's so beautiful. I like to say it every day. If you go to the video that we did, it is in there. Okay, I put all the links to the stuff in there. And this here. So why would someone sign a galactic contract to be trafficked? I have no idea. You know, it's just I don't know. That's above my pay grade on that one. And this here. A few tips to reverse the curse of words. Important for the collective awareness. I do feel the more that know the following, the faster we will collectively change the outcome of this movie. It's tired and old. So let's go. We are the collective directors. We just don't know it yet. No time like the present. First of all, we get sent to school to learn how to spell. When we learn to write, we learn to write in cursive, saying hello to someone. Hell is the word that is buried within the greetings. The act of saying good morning is a curse to usher in morning. That's M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. To mankind, morning words that end with a snap, click, or fast passage of the lips and tongue are often black magic snaps that kinetically sets a word into motion, having us create the reality for the agents of darkness. An example, government equals govern man T, with the T sound being the black magic snap. So whenever anyone uses the word government, they're powering up and manifesting timelines where man is governed more harshly. We all must know the truth to set ourselves free immediately. Health, hell, and TH, which is the black magic snap within the word health. Hell is also empowered through that word, intention, inner tension. Yes, without knowing the black magic behind that word, we think we're setting intentions for a better world, only to create anxiety and turmoil within. When we swear, we set high levels of louche and emotions, with societal taboo being placed intentionally on certain words, so we only use them during super heightened negative emotion states. Hence, the act of swearing becomes as powerful as taking an oath, where you swear on something and becomes a curse word, even directed at thyself or disdain for your situation, which only manifests more negative encounters. There's many more thousands of examples and more obvious words. I did a show about this with drawings. Thanks, Matt. And then this here. I just watched your piece called The Early Christians Knew About the Secret. Unfortunately, those documents mentioned as discovered in 1945 called the Nag Hammadi Library were written by the Gnostics, who were not real Christians, but heretics. That is reflected in their slander about the Garden of Eden. This is not to say that there are not reptilian beings today. I believe there are, but their true status will not be found in those Gnostic documents. In the 60s, there was a popular sci-fi TV series called The Invaders. It was about aliens coming here in flying saucers and secretly assuming human form to blend in with the population until they reached a critical mass to take over. And then he writes a really long thing here. It was an email. But anyway. And then this here. And yes. And that's been around for a long time. That deal about the Christians and the reptilians. And as we know now, the Anunnaki, the Archons, they rolled over this earth for a long, long time. And when they left, they basically left the Dracos and the Greys in charge. Actually, the Dracos were in charge, and then they got the Greys to go along with them, I believe, and the Vrills. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, they have ruled over this earth for so long. And then watched a congressional hearing on C-SPAN held on 9/13/23, pretty sure that is date regarding the CSEM online, and now huge it has become. Very interesting and must watch, and sad as solutions were presented and seemed like it was all for political optics in one ear and out the other. Lack of interest to actually resolve issues. And this here, thank you, you betcha. This here, because of my situation, all I can do is comment where I can, like on here, anywhere I can, and try to tell people's souls, hope this is enough. Excuse me. And, yeah, everyone has a part to play. You're playing yours. And then I'm going to be commenting, so heads up, Rumble douchebags. Start effing off and censor me. It makes me feel important. And I wore my cleanest, dirty shirt just for you. Brodel is my go-to for the unfiltered and optimistic truth. Well, thank you. And as I become aware of what a huge, enormous, gigantic, biblical this op is problem, is when a show, movie is too long, people. Don't watch, tune out, question, reality, non-heroic, become inactive, lose patience. Sure, there's a lot more. Asking others to chime in and pray, that gets to the alliance. God bless us all. And this here. I keep telling the unawake about things that might help them without saying too much. It's been so hard. Yeah, it's better to give it to them in little pieces. And then I have been seeing those flashes of lights for over 15 years. I am 62. Scared me at first. I thought I was having a stroke. Yeah, at first I thought my eyes were going like kind of wonky on me. And then I realized it's like, no, this is something different. So, yeah, thanks for telling me. And so, yeah, they're just saying hi to you. Interesting. And then I told my dad if anything happens to him, don't waste time turning on and off lights. Just mow the lawn. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Just mow the lawn, Dad. Do something useful. Martin, your laugh is infectious. Some of the people just make me laugh so hard. Oh, that's good. I'll have to tell my sister. Yeah, tell Dad, stop at the lights. Just get out there, do something. Yeah, mow the lawn or something. Water the garden. I had a strange thing happen when I was about 15. I was in my bedroom with a friend and could hear what I thought at the time was the sound of many babies crying. My friend couldn't hear it. So I called my mom into the bedroom to see if she could hear. So she said, no. I wonder if I was tapping into what is happening now or was happening. Wow. Well, I'll keep that for Peter. Yeah, that's for Peter. And then thank you. Have a wonderful evening, Brendan Martin. Thank you. Appreciate it. And then hello, Martin and Brenda. I'm Diane in Quebec, Canada, sending you love and gratitude. Did you note this? When I do research on Rumble for your channel, either Martin Brodel, that's all one word, capital M, capital B, or adding a channel to it, it always brings me to Icons 2020 channel. Very bizarre. So I'm glad that I've clicked follow on your channel. Otherwise, I would not be able to find you. And are you still doing the Sunday report with Sarge? Thank you, Diane. I'll leave that up to Sarge. Yeah, if he wants to get in touch with me, this Sunday it won't be happening because we're going to be heading out. But yeah, I'd love to do another one with him if he wishes to. And then General Charles Flynn, being among the Biden regime forces involved in all that evil on Maui, is that Trump's General Michael Flynn's brother? You know, I don't think it is. I think his brother is head of the Pacific Fleet, as I recall. And this here, there's a video by a Maui resident turned investigative reporter of her being at the Maui airport where at least five yellow school buses were parked in the parking lot. People had said that they saw many Maui school buses leaving Maui during the fire. Now we know where many of them ended up and that many children were likely flown out of Maui. That needs to be a thorough search of all flights and flight records immediately. And then this here, Martin, this is a comment related to the soullessness of the deep state critters you mentioned in the Navy SEALs broadcast. When I was studying some practices of the satanic cult, I learned about a ceremony called the cremation of care. It is a rite of passage used to knock out any feelings of compassion. Fortunately, I did not choose to educate myself on the specifics of the ceremony. One example was a teenage daughter who was brutally attacked by her mother, whom she loved. So brutality starts at home for the cabal. Time to find something to feel good about. Oh yes, this evilness is being fully eradicated from Earth. Finney Dunn, the end. Love prevails. It does indeed. And this here. Hi Martin, I've had many encounters with loved ones who have passed. It's just a good feeling. Awesome. Yeah. And this here. You give me comfort knowing I ain't nuts. Thank you. You betcha. And this here. I had to go to realrawnews.com so I could read for myself, as I could not understand the way you were reading the article. Realrawnews.com asks that people not copy and paste their articles, as they are a totally user-funded website, and they do not receive donations when their hard work is taken and placed somewhere else. At the very least, a link to Real Raw News should be supplied at the top of the description box every time one of the reports are used. And this here. I don't believe impatience is an appropriate evaluation of the frustration people are feeling about the new worldwide banking system, QFS. The old current financial system was just part of the evil worldwide, basically run by the deep state cabal, which was vast, wide, and deep. The evil beginning in 1871 as U.S. Inc. started snowballing in 1930. Expedited in 2008 with the 16-year plan. First 8 years plan executed by Obama, renegade married to Big Mike. The last 8 of the 16 years was supposed to be executed by Hillary. Thank God President Trump won. Thanks to God the alliance, 4 years of President Trump, currently Commander-in-Chief Trump, 70% of our military and many other people on this earth and beings from the universe for helping save America from destruction and total slavery of the world by the deep state cabal. Bankruptcy papers for the U.S. were filed in February 2023 in Tallahassee, Florida. America and the world have won the war, but we are still dealing with leftover evil around the universe. And I hear we are still waiting for the woke people to wake up so they understand what happened and why America and the world was infiltrated with evil, so it doesn't happen again, and we are prepared for the new world. I'm sure we, the people who have been awake for years, to those that have just awakened, are frustrated. We are exhausted. Some of us have little energy and money left. The movie Plane and the plan seem to currently be very little to get the woke to use their brain to wake up. I'm praying, meditating, manifesting, and working on the ascension to 5D, hoping the movie can be fixed and or a plan to push the woke awake before we lose those that are awake and cannot hold on to see the new world. Where we go on, we go all, love to all. It's my understanding that there will be something that's going to occur to bring those that are sound asleep awake. Not everybody, but as Q said, 6-8%, somewhere in that area, are never going to wake up. And so it's my understanding that that little percentage, that percentage that is never going to awake, that's the percentage that's going to be moved to another Earth-like planet to to continue to ascend. That's my understanding, and but it's also my understanding that the vast majority of us, over 90%, are going to ascend and going to wake up. So it's also my understanding that our pets have already, they're already there in 5D. And that this here, hi dears, I believe part of our ascension is in learning patience and compassion for those who need it. We're also working on our soul's development. Indeed. Indeed. And that is all for now. I want to thank all of you for your support, whether it's by way of PayPal, checks, or cash in the mail. Thank you. And thank you for supporting the sponsors of this channel. Greasy's Garage up in Worcester, Bears Products, CommunityReviews.org, as well as... USANA Vitamins and Bears Products. God bless y'all. Have a good day. Bye-bye now.